where he could control the way he was perceived. He happened to agree with this particular lesson, and so he rode, wearing a black cloak to mask the ashes' smudges, making certain his soldiers knew he was among them. Set rode with him, tied into his specially made saddle.
"You think I put myself in too much danger by entering the city?"
Elland asked, nodding to a group of soldiers who had paused in their morning labors to salute him.
"No," Set said. "We both know that I don't give a damn whether you live or die, boy. Besides, you're Mistborn. You could have gotten out if things turned dangerous."
"Why then?" Elland asked. "Why was it a mistake?"
"Because," Set said, "you met the people inside. You talked with them, danced among them. Hell, boy, can't you see why that's such a problem? When the time comes to attack, you'll worry about people you're going to hurt."
Elland rode in silence for a moment. The morning mists were a normal thing to him now. They obscured the camp, masking its size. Even to his tin-enhanced eyes, distant tents became silhouetted lumps. It was as if he rode through some mythical world, a place of muffled shadows and distant noises. Had it been a mistake for him to enter the city? Perhaps. Elland knew the theories Set spoke of. He understood how important it was for a general to view his enemies not as individuals but as numbers, obstacles.
"I'm glad for my choice," Elland said.
"I know," Set said, scratching at his thick beard. "That's what frustrates me, to be honest. You're a compassionate man. That's a weakness. But it isn't the real problem. The problem is your inability to deal with your own compassion."
Elland raised an eyebrow.
"You should know better than to let yourself grow attached to your enemy, Elland," Set said. "You should have known how you would react, and planned so that you could avoid this very situation. Hell, boy, every leader has weaknesses. The ones who win are the ones who learn how to smother those weaknesses, not give them fuel."
When Elland didn't respond to that, Set simply sighed.
"All right, then, let's talk about the siege. The engineers have blocked off several streams that lead into the city, but they don't think those are the primary sources of water."
"They weren't," Elland said. "Vin has located 6 main wells within the city itself."
"We should poison them," Set said.
Elland fell silent. The two halves of him still warred inside. The man he had been just wanted to protect as many people as possible. The man he was becoming, however, was more realistic. It knew that sometimes he had to kill, or at least discomfort, in order to save.
"Very well," Elland said. "I'll have Vin do it tonight. And I'll have her leave a message written on the wells saying what we've done."
"What good will that do?" Set asked, frowning.
"I don't want to kill the people, Set," Elland said. "I want to worry them. This way they'll go to Yeoman for water. With the entire city making demands, he should go through the water supply in his storage cache pretty quickly."
Set grunted. He seemed pleased, however, that Elland had taken his suggestion.
"And the surrounding villages?"
"Feel free to bully them," Elland said. "Organize a force of 10,000 and send them out to harass, but not kill. I want Yeoman's spies in the area to send him worried notes about his kingdom collapsing."
"You're trying to play this halfway, lad," Set said. "Eventually you'll have to choose. If Yeoman doesn't surrender, you'll have to attack."
Elland reined in his horse outside the command tent.
"I know," he said softly.
Set snorted, but he fell silent as servants came out of the tent to unstrap him from the saddle. As they started, however, the earth began to tremble. Elland cursed, struggling to maintain control of his horse as it grew skittish. The shaking rattled tents, knocking poles free and collapsing a couple of them. And Elland heard the clang of metal as cups, swords, and other items were knocked to the ground. Eventually, the rumbling subsided, and he glanced to the side, checking on Set. The man had managed to keep control of his mount, though one of his useless legs swung free from the saddle, and he looked as if he was about to fall off. His servants rushed to his side to help.
Damn, things are growing more and more frequent, Set said.
Elland calmed his horse, which stood puffing in the mists. Around the camp, men cursed and yelled, dealing with the aftermath of the earthquake. They were indeed growing more frequent. The last one had only been a few weeks before. Earthquakes weren't supposed to be common in the Final Empire. During his youth, he'd never heard of one happening in the Inner Dominances. He sighed, climbing from his horse and handing the beast off to an aide, then followed Set into the command tent. The servants sat Set in a chair, then retreated, leaving the two of them alone. Set glanced up at Elland, looking troubled.
Did that fool Ham tell you about the news from Luthadel?
Or the lack of it? Elland asked, sighing.
Yes.
Not a peep had come from the capital city, let alone the supplies Elland had ordered brought down the canal.
We don't have that much time, Elland, Set said quietly. A few months at most. Time enough to weaken Yeoman's resolve, perhaps make his people get so thirsty that they begin to look forward to invasion. But if we don't get resupplied, there's no way we'll be able to maintain this siege.
Elland glanced at the older man. Set sat in his chair with an arrogant expression, looking back at Elland, meeting his eyes. So much about what the crippled man did was about posturing. Set had lost the use of his legs to disease long ago, and he couldn't intimidate people physically, so he had to find other ways to make himself threatening. Set knew how to hit where it hurt. He could pick at the very faults that bothered people and exploit their virtues in ways that Elland had rarely seen even accomplished soothers manage. And he did all this while covering up a heart that Elland suspected was far softer than Set would ever admit. He seemed particularly on edge this day, as if worried about something. Something important to him. Something he'd been forced to leave behind, perhaps?
She'll be all right, Set, Elland said. Nothing will happen to Alrianne while she's with Sazet and Breeze.
Set snorted, waving an indifferent hand, though he did look away.
I'm better off without the damn fool of a girl around. Let that soother have her, I say. Anyway, we're not talking about me, we're talking about you and this siege.
Your points have been noted, Set, Elland said. We will attack if I deem it necessary.
As he spoke, the tent flaps parted and Ham sauntered in, accompanied by a figure Elland hadn't seen in several weeks, at least not out of bed.
Demu,
Elland said, approaching the general.
You're up and about.